Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Yeah.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I'm not. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host every Monday, same time every day, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So today we have a very special guest from Hawaii, and she is just a joy to have. I'm so excited that I could finally have her on and that, you know, the Divine has given me a chance to do that. I also wanted to mention that my friend Dee Baginski, who lives in Wisconsin, just lost her dad. So if you could pray for her, that would be great. My friend Julie is having some problems with her mom and her health and some other things going on. So if you could keep her in prayer, that would be great. And we want to lift everybody else up and just send them good energy and thoughts today as they're going about their day as well. So now on to our guest. My lovely guest has a holistic institute practice, and she's in Hawaii, and her name is Linda, and Linda honors the spirit of aloha, and that is just a very balanced vibrational energy that she works with, and she's trained in osteopathy. She's also in the cranial field. She's done work in South America and Europe and through the American Academy of Anti-Aging. She has unique talents that will help people with so many different issues. Her belief is that all disease occurs in the vibrational field, which I absolutely agree with, art in the vibrational field, and she has different modalities that can treat that. She also works as a medium, a seer, and she can read a person's energy as part of her healing session. She is an author. She's also an artist. She's a speaker and a visionary. She believes that we are all responsible for taking care of our spirit and our body that we live in, which, you know, is really important. She's also the guardian of the Star Being Crystal Skull Star Child. That's pretty interesting. And she works with a combination of the state of facials, relaxing the body treatment, spiritual nutritional counseling. That's really important. She also works with some supplements, and she works with skin care, and she can also do remote healing sessions. Wow, that's pretty cool. And a high percentage of her business, she has referrals and repeat customers. You know, there's just so much. And she's got in here something, too, about due to an influx of unstable energetic systems in the energetic field, some people are tapping into some of the esoteric aspects of their life. That's pretty interesting. So vivid dreams, messages from other worlds, things like that can, you know, occur. So at the Wellness Institute, she does this and works with all kinds of things. She's got some work that she does with CDs and also chakras. She has a book out. And it would just be very neat to, you know, have her come and speak and do some different things. Her website is holisticwellnesshawaii.web.com. Let's see. I think I got that right. Let's do this again. Yeah. holisticwellnesshawaii.vpweb.com. And our call-in number is 347-237-5339 if you want to call in and ask us a question. So with all of that in mind, I'm going to bring Linda live now, and we're going to hear from her. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Well, good morning, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on this wonderful, beautiful day. And I want to say hi to everybody out there, especially in the Midwest. I have a lot of friends and family in the Midwest. So good morning and aloha.
Aloha. That's wonderful.
So what would you like to talk about on this bright and wonderful day?
Well, I'd love to have you share a little bit. I know. I'd love to have you share maybe some thoughts about how you got started and what you think our listeners would be interested in hearing about from you, because it sounds like you got a really neat start, and that's really exciting right there, that you know how to treat the whole body, that you have all these different things going on. I mean, that's just really exciting.
First of all, you can't separate the body from the mind or from the spirit. Now, you can't separate your foot from your brain, from your liver, from your thought processes. A lot of times people think you can, but truly it's all one energetic continuum. I got started because as a child, I've always been energetically inclined. I could see, you know, like auras around people, and I could intuit things about them, which I didn't really understand at the time. But as I grew and, you know, had trouble with these gifts that I had, because truly I have been blessed in so many, many ways, but it was something that was very difficult to handle as a child. And I'm saying this because I see so many children today which are being born with these gifts, and sometimes they don't come as what parents might think are as gifts. They may be causing trouble or be bored or, you know, have a very active imagination, as some parents might see it. And sometimes they're a little hard to conform to the regular ways of school, as I did. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them, but some people learn differently and have different gifts, right?
So absolutely. We all learn differently.
Absolutely. And so after a period of not understanding these gifts, and I started to just, I started to seek. There came a time in my life where I had my children, and I was seeking a higher level of consciousness, and I began to go back to church and began to pray in earnest. And God blessed me with so many different insights, but there was one time in particular, and that I had twin boys, and I would put them to bed every afternoon for their nap. And being little twin boys, they would climb out of their cribs and they would want to play with each other, and they wouldn't stay in their bed, right? So mm-hmm. every day at the floor of their bed, you know, they had the two different cribs, I would sit there and I would pray and I would meditate for the Holy Spirit to come into my life and to show me what I needed to do. This went on for about 40 days, and this was in the springtime. And one day, I had this incredible light come in through the top of my head, and it was every single color of light, and all I can describe it as was liquid love. I was bathed and surrounded with these colors of love, and I knew, if I knew anything, that God was as real as anything else I knew, that I was loved, that I had a purpose, and that this purpose, you know, we all have this purpose, and to just go in my life and that all would be well, and it was to give me strength for what was to come. Well, that kind of blew my mind, because even though I
That's
had been able
beautiful.
To see energy around other people.
Mind. Thank you for sharing.
It was incredible to have this happen within my own self. And I was a pretty young mother at the time, and you know, I didn't have anybody to go to help me with this. But it was about that time I had a lot of changes in my life afterwards, including change of residency and marital status, and I ended up with cancer. And I had to go through the radiation and the chemo and the surgery and all that type of stuff. And I think that's really when my lessons in spirituality really began, because through this process, I truly learned that it was my emotions, my inability to confront my fears, or my inability to see the truth about my situation, because I wasn't happy, that led to all these distortions in my vibrational field, which over time turned into very real physical symptoms in my body. But the good thing was, with all this, I could change those vibrations, because I began to learn that healing occurs in the vibrational field. That's what prayer is. It's vibrational healing. That's why prayer works, because it's pure love, it's pure consciousness, and it's God allowing all that love and healing to happen, because we get out of the way and we trust. And I learned so much from my cancer experience that I think it was one of the greatest gifts that I was ever given. And it was after that that I went to medical school. And at the same time, I did a lot of shamanic and esoteric studies at the same time. I'm a Reiki master healer, teacher, I'm sorry. I've studied in Peru for a decade and have been trusted with teaching the shamanic teachings to others with the rites and rituals, as well as being taught in the osteopathy in the cranial field in a lot in Europe. So all these things together have blessed me so that I can bless other people. And it's all vibration, it's all energy, and it's all love. And we all have this inside of us. You know, every single person listening, you know, whether you're, you know, a little baby or whether you're, you know, 107 or someplace in between, we all have our gifts, we all have our vibration. We can shift that with love.
And absolutely.
So that's a little bit about how I got started, and it's been an interesting journey as I've been following the energy and letting God lead me wherever I'm supposed to be. I've seen so many miracles. I've seen so many people be healed from things which, you know, quote unquote, are incurable. That doesn't work for me anymore. There is nothing that's incurable, you know, and that's hard for sometimes for people to understand, but I was incurable, and I'm still here, and it's been, you know, a long time, you know.
It's been a journey for you with all the healing things that you've seen, and I like how you said that, you know, there are ways to cure many different things. I'm sure you learned that on your travels, right?
Oh, yes. I learned so much. I've learned from my own personal experience, but I had many, many gifted teachers show me things as well. Everything from, you know, all my cranial teachers, they've blessed me so much with showing me things because it's a very, for those of you that don't know what cranial osteopathy is, it's a little different than cranial sacral therapy. Cranial osteopathy is taught only to doctors and dentists, and it's a hands-on healing that works with the fluids and the energy fields of the body. And, you know, we have the fibula society because you can feel the field anywhere. It doesn't have to be on the head. You know, there's a bone in your leg called the fibula, and you can feel it on there too. So, you know, we joke around calling it the fibula society, but truly what it really means is you can just feel the field. And you don't even need touch the person to feel the field. You know, everybody's felt this when you've gone into a room and there's just been somebody that you either were really attracted to or really repelled by. It's the energy field. And your field, because we all have like a bubble around us, it senses everybody else's bubble, as well as, you know, the energy that's pouring in from the different alignments of the planets and the earth and, you know, all this other stuff. So we're very sensitive to this when we tune in. And that's why it's so important to be mindful. Because when you're mindful, you can tune into all these things. You can tune into whether this is a good decision for you or not, or whether, you know, even something as simple as whether you want to wear red or blue that day. You know, it sounds like a simple thing, but little simple things can have profound effects.
Absolutely. And you can feel the difference. You can feel the vibration in what's good for you and what's not good for you and how you can interact with that, I'm sure, too.
Exactly. So, you know, and we encounter these things every day. You know, like even when you go to eat your breakfast or your lunch, you know, you have a choice. You can either order, you know, a donut for breakfast or you can order, say, you know, a nice smoothie or egg or something. And what I like to tell people to get them, you know, to be proficient in learning about the energy field of what's good for them, is put your hand over your food before you ingest it. And I truly believe this is how praying over food originated, because not only is the food being blessed by God, okay, but you can feel the field of the food. And if it's something that's good for you, it's going to have a vibrant, you know, vibrant field. But if it's something that's not good for you, the field will be weak or distorted. And if you don't have any experience with feeling energy fields, don't worry about that. It will come in time. but as you just open up your heart and know that you're in the vibration of love and light, and the divine will show you how to do these things. But the very act of connecting with your food before you eat it makes it a mindful act. And when you make it a mindful act, you're not going to overeat. You'll eat the amount that you need and the types of food that you need. And this is true for, you know, all kinds of things, you know, not just eating, but every walk of life that we make. When we make it a mindful walk, we walk sacred. And that's important.
That's very important.
So, you know, there's a lot of, I actually recently released a CD. It's something I recorded a while back that I would hand out to my patients, but I made it available. You can get it on Amazon, and it's, I don't know, I think it's like a dollar or something like that. It's not expensive at all. But it's a CD that I made called Introduction to the Chakras. And I made it because there's a lot of people that don't understand what a chakra is. And for those of you that don't understand what a chakra is, there's an energetic vortex, which is an interaction between your energy field and the world, energy field. But it has very real physical aspects on how it can make you feel. For example, each chakra is associated with a neural plexus, as well as like a blood vessel, and a hormone, as well as emotions. So I go through this in my CD. The first half, and it's not that long, it's less than an hour, but the first half is education about where the chakras are, you know, what color they are, how to feel them on your body, and a little bit about what each one does, and so to give you practice on where and how they are. And then the second part is actually going through just a very small meditation, but you go through your different chakras from your root chakra up to your crown, up the back of your spine, then down the front. And people have told me as they began to do this, they began to understand where their chakras are and to learn that even though we're one big ball of energy, you can tune in to these smaller focuses of energy, kind of like white light, if you put it through a prism, is a rainbow. And that's how our chakras
right.
are. They're like a different prism beams of a rainbow. And you know, that's why I made it, because a lot of people didn't understand what a chakra was. And I think your audience probably does. But sometimes it's helpful to have a guide, especially if somebody's going through, you know, a bad time and they just need a little bit of focus. And, I mean, there's a lot of good meditation-type stuff out there. But that just happens to be the one that I created.
That's wonderful. And it sounds like it's really helpful to someone who would even need a guide or some way to just, you know, start out learning how to do and take care of, you know, what we're working with our bodies. You know, some people may not even know the steps. Taking care of your body, kind of like what you're talking about, the energy work, the chakras, all of that. So it gives them kind of an outline.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, I used to hand it out in my practice, and you know, but it's important because I think everybody needs to take time every day to do some form of meditation. But for people that have never done that before or are not sure what to do, it's a good outline. It's a guide. You know, it's not meant to be a complete, you know, thing, but it's a beginning. And I think it's important that people understand, because as you begin to understand yourself, then you can begin to see that you craft your own world, that you can choose to be happy. You can choose to do this which resonates with your field instead of that which you've been doing which doesn't. You know, you have a choice. And that choice empowers you to live the life that you're meant to live. You know, none of us are here to be, you know, just unhappy and, you know, lumps on a log. We're here to be vibrant and to help interact and create this wonderful, joyous paradise here on Earth by loving each other and by.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love how you connect everything together with healing and mind and body and how you talk about, it's very important to, you know, be responsible and take care of our spirit and be responsible and take care of all of these different things. I just love how you are stating that in here and how you work with that, not only in your holistic practice, but just, you know, all together. You know, you work with the spiritual, you work with the body, you work with the spirit, and you work with messages. That's really exciting.
For me, there's no difference, you know, because truly mm-hmm. the boundaries are just they're what we make them, you know. But thank you. It's,
right.
But, you know, if you think back on times you've been extremely happy, your body usually feels pretty good then. And if you think about times you've been sad or depressed or, you know, are dealing with a situation, you'll feel it in your body at different places too. So, you know, science is beginning to catch up and notice that exactly that. But, you know, people that have been, you know, practicing, you know, yoga or any other form of meditation have had that awareness in their own body for a really long time. You know, it's kind of that mm-hmm. primal wisdom, you know, that all cultures talk about from the very beginning. Yeah. But,
that's,
you know, sometimes
wonderful.
You know, sometimes it's important to see what other people have done. Not because that's important, but just so you know that you can do it as well. You know? Because I had to look and see that other people could do things. For example, when I had my cancer, every single person that I've ever known had died. And I just
wow.
didn't make sense. You know, this goes back a ways. This is before, you know, it was just a manageable issue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I did not understand this. You know, my children were young, and I'm like, this doesn't compute. Because, you know, God had made these promises to me, and I didn't understand this portion. But my doctor insisted that I went to what was called the National Cancer Survivors Day, and this was in Chicago. I lived in Chicago at the time. And I saw people there. This is like maybe a month after I was diagnosed. I saw people there that were alive 20 years later, you know, 5 years later, 10 years later. And it changed my paradigm, okay? It changed my paradigm because I'm like, oh, they did it, I can too. This is just a blip now. This isn't a death sentence, it's a blip. And truly that's how I approached it, because I was shown a different way and my paradigm was changed. And when your paradigm changes, a whole new world opens up to you. And where we're at right now, because there's been so many energetic changes in the earth and the energetic field and the planets and in each other, our paradigms are changing. Okay, we're no longer satisfied with the old status quo because we know better. You know, we know that, you know, we're here to take care of each other and to love each other, and, you know, that there's good things that we need to do with each other. We're aware of karma, you know. So things are different now. And, you know, I want to say thank you for having a show like this, because it shows like yours which help to change the paradigm.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're looking to do, is change the paradigm around and make a difference. And I think that a lot of people get to where they don't know how to make that difference. And so if they knew how to do that, then, you know, it would be a little easier to move forward, you know, maybe
that's
a little
right.
more simpler than, you know, what they did before. And it can be a challenge. It can be a very big challenge if you don't know how to take the steps to get there.
Well, you know, at first I didn't, and that's why I had to do all these ridiculous things like give myself cancer and domestic abuse and all this stuff, you know. But
mm-hmm.
that was my journey to get to where I am now. You know, now I live here in Hawaii with my wonderful partner, and, you know, we have our business that we have called Star Keepers that, you know, we do things that way. But that wasn't possible until I grew to a place where I could appreciate all this. So, and that's part of the reason why I wrote my first book, Mystic Awakening of an American Physician, because that is my tale of awakening there. And I go into much more detail about how I went to Peru and the different steps – that I had to go through to let go of all my junk, right? Because I had a lot of junk, you know. You don't get that toxic without having a lot of gifts associated with that. And so I want to tell every person out there who's feeling really toxic, it means you have a lot of gifts. You just have to unwrap them, which means you have to lose the baggage around the gifts. And that's why I wrote that book, so people could understand how I did it. Not that they're going to do it the same way, but people have told me that they could see through my eyes how I walk through these different energetic realms and was able to let go of, say, my anger, for example. Like, I speak of a time when I was in Machu Picchu, and this is on my first trip to Peru. And I had been, you know, doing work there and healing different aspects. But when it came to making friends with my anger, that was something that just blew my socks off, because anger wasn't supposed to be my friend. You know, I was afraid of anger. I was afraid of my own anger. So what did I do? I shoved it all inside, and that's exactly how I got cancer, right? But when it came to the time when I made peace with my anger, I swear, I felt like I had little jets coming out of the bottom of my feet, and I ran up that mountain, and I sobbed, and I sobbed, and I sobbed. But I could feel all this energy draining out of my liver, and all this toxic, nasty, just icky energy, right? But when I got
I could imagine how that felt.
Oh, it was crazy. And so I just ran up the mountain, and I just started bawling my eyes out. I mean, I didn't know what else to do, because crying is a release. And for many women, crying is, for many people it is. So never be afraid of your tears. But I remember then I heard something in my ear, like, and there was a hummingbird and a little flower right next to my ear. And then I opened up my eyes, because I really didn't know where I was, because I just went, and I could see the whole panorama of Machu Picchu. It was it's like a postcard. And I realized at that time just how blessed I was and what a great healing I just received. So
that's beautiful.
But that allowed me, and it freed up that space in my liver to be able to love. In fact, the Egyptians say they don't love you from their heart, they love you from their liver, because the liver actually supplies the heart. And that's true energetically as well as physically.
Wow. That's amazing.
Something to think about, huh?
It's something to really look at, because I know a lot of people say, I love you with all of my heart, and I know that they mean that, but I love how you took that and you said, well, it's really the liver, because it's connected to here, and it really makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's what the ancient Egyptians, you know, did. So, you know, if you look at ancient cultures, you will find the same general aspects in each culture, you know, and it's all based on love. It's all based on love and from beings from the sky coming and teaching us that. So whether you call them angels or, you know, extraterrestrials or whatever, we were seated here with imprints of love to share with others, you know, and it is a vibrational world. That's what each and every culture, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, will talk about.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. It's a crazy world we live in. And I think people, when you understand how you think makes how your day goes, it makes how your life goes, then you can realize the importance of your thoughts. Because truly our thoughts are really important. And we have control over our thoughts. We may not have control over incidents that happen around us or even to us, but we can control our reactions to them, and we can choose to live in peace and in harmony with God and light, or we can fight it and be angry about it, and then it just builds up and accumulates all that toxicity within. So I much prefer to live in balance and light and love. No, but
balance and light makes a lot more sense. This is wonderful.
Yeah. So it, it's been a blessing is all I can say.
Wonderful. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we have some callers calling in. Would you like to maybe answer some questions if some people have them when we return?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Shout out to Reverend B, and you're listening to Linda all the way from Hawaii. You can check out her website at holisticwellnesshawaii.vpweb.com or starkeepersllc.wordpress.com. And our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We'll be right back.
Our program, Cultivate Your Spirituality with Visionary Practices of a Higher Nature, in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love, be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. My guest is Linda from Hawaii. You can check her out at starkeepersllc.wordpress.com or holisticwellnesshawaii.vpweb.com. She is an amazing healer and an amazing guest. And again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, Linda.
It's great to be here, Amanda.
All right, are you ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
All right, our first caller is area code 909. You're on with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Fine. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This has been a great show. I so agree with you. When there are physical things going on, we need to look for more of the emotional versus the physical cause. But what I'm curious about, and you seem to so much in this direction, is I would love to see where the Eastern and the Western philosophies and so forth will sometimes start merging. Do you see that happening as far as in the medicine?
Well, I do. I absolutely do. It's not exactly mainstream yet. Some of my, medical colleagues still think I'm a little bit crazy. But the funny thing is, when, I began my practice, it was actually back in Illinois, the Holistic Wellness Institute, which is the Holistic Wellness Institute of Hawaii, because I'm here. It took them a while because when they didn't know what to do with anybody, then they would send them my way. Okay? But I've noticed a trend over the past 10 years or so that even contemporary medical training is incorporating some of the Eastern philosophy.
Great.
So starting to talk about the mind-body-spirit connection.
Okay.
Although they might still call it psycho-neuro-immuno...
the big words.
Immunology. And that's truly where I started, okay, because that was a medical way to say this. But really, it's just interacting with our chakras.
Right.
And you can call it, psychoneuroimmunology, or you can talk about your chakras. It's the same thing. The difference is, there's maybe laboratory stuff around the medical world, but it's not always consistent. And that's what gives my colleagues fits. But what they don't understand is it's not consistent because the energetic fields are not consistent. They vary with each person.
Right.
For example, on my journey to medical school, I was a graduate student in microbiology and immunology, and I was doing work on HIV at Argonne National Lab outside of Chicago. And I decided, after having a series of very different experiment results, trying to figure out what happened, because I would do the same thing to myself. I would grow these human cells and I would expose them to different, they were like in a lab dish, and I would expose them to different joules of radiation and see if I could induce a change in myself. And what I noticed after a period of time, after I was getting inconsistent results, it was because of many different things. First of all, were the cells healthy? Were they in a good medium? Were they happy cells? Secondly, was I happy? Okay? Because I noticed that my energy field had a direct effect on my experiment.
Wow.
That kind of blew me away too, right? Because once I figured that out, then I started just to have fun with it. And I started thinking really happy thoughts, and my cells would not express the disease as much when I would expose them to the UV light. If I started thinking angry thoughts, then most of them would. Food for thought, huh?
Wow. Yes.
Needless to say, those results were never published because they weren't consistent, but it did teach me a lot. It also, some other stuff that I did back then, was work with different vitamins, vitamin C and E specifically, but also inconsistent results until we started using the same product because there's different qualities of ingredients. Vitamin C from a fresh squeezed lemon, for example, is much different than what you the ascorbic acid you can buy for $2 at the store.
Yes.
Completely different things. But you'll get different results if you apply each of those and try to compare them. Consistency is important. And when you're talking about energy fields, they're not always consistent.
Yeah.
That's, I think, has been the block in merging the two disciplines. And even though in my practice I merge them, it's not typical yet. It's heading that way. but they're trying to figure out how come there's so many inconsistencies. And from my opinion, that's what I'm seeing is because you can't quantify an energy field, you know, as you're supposed to have this much of this chakra and this much of that chakra. Everybody's different. You know, we have a vibration field which radiates in all directions. So I don't know if I've answered your question.
No, you did. And that certainly stands to reason because the medical field are very black and white. This is what it says, this is how it is, and that's it. And not allowing a lot of variables where when you're into, I too am a Reiki master and I've been healing and so, and when you're in that, it's more as if you allow the energy to do what it's going to do, and in that you trust the process, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, and I think you just said the key word, you allow it.
Yes.
You don't force it, you allow it.
Yes. And another thing that you're tested when you saw that your emotions, is that's an incredible step forward in showing how our emotions affect our own body.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that's, you know, wow. Well, thank you. This is fascinating. Now, how would I, it's Stargazer,
Oh, well, there's a few different ones.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have a website together, and that's Starkeepers, LLC.
Starkeepers, okay. I'm going to,
Okay. I can also be reached on Facebook. I have a couple pages on there as well. The Holistic Wellness Institute is on there, as well as Star Child, which is a daily channeling that I do, well, not every day, but maybe a couple times a week. And, you know, and then, you know,
Star Child.
Own website, which is holisticwellnesshawaii.vpweb.com. And if anybody's interested in any of my books or anything, you can just go to Amazon, and in the search engine, just put in Hostalik, which is my last name, which is H-O-S-T-A-L-E-K. And you have four books and the CD. They should all pop up in there. So
that's
the last
wonderful.
Name, again, is H-O-S-T-A-L-E-K.
Yes, H-O-S-T-A-L-E-K.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Well, thank you. This is one of my dreams, is to one day somehow be a part of that. I don't know how or where, but this is what I have a feeling, and so this is
very
exciting.
You're
so
ready. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you, and it's so exciting.
Blessing.
I thank both of you, and it's so exciting meeting you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too.
As well.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is area code 403. You're on with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Linda. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada. My name is June.
Hi, June.
Wonderful.
Hi. Yes, I've enjoyed the show so far, and the thing that keeps coming up for me is that I know deep down that all we are truly at our essence and our core is love.
Yes.
And we've come into this lifetime, it seems, and for me personally, because I can only ever speak for myself personally, is that it's been a lot of fear. It's like this total opposite bombardment of fear that I sense because of the love, it's merging everything to move from the duality concept into the unity oneness aspect.
Exactly.
And a lot of times I feel, especially lately, very emotional, allowing the emotions to flow, but at the same time concerned about my health and doing my best every day to stay healthy and focused and disciplined and really conscious of the use of my words, my thought patterns, you know, observing what's really going on in my world, on the inner world, so that it can better reflect in the outer world. And my question is, through these processes and through my journey, a lot of times I have felt that I've given my power away and that I've wanted to strengthen this inner guidance, this connection to allow me to find my way in this world. It has been, even to saying that almost stirs up emotion of, where do I belong?
Absolutely, and I can feel you, June. As soon as you started talking, what I saw for you is almost like a, sometimes I get these pictures, there's like these energetic pictures that I get. What I got a picture of you is like almost like a harpsichord or a harp, and like a string of that harp, and that at one end of that string is love and the other is fear, but that there's almost like a big caking on it, like if you dipped it in mud or something, and that as you pull the string and you like pluck it and you make the music with the strings, like how you pluck a guitar or something, that stuff will come off. You have to remember, love and fear are the same, it's on the same string. It's on the same wavelength of vibration, but you can choose which end to go on, right? So the more
absolutely.
You pull onto
yeah.
the love, you'll vibrate that all that stuff off. And and it will also strengthen you energetically as you pluck those strings, so to speak. Because it's
okay.
an exercise, you know? And with practice, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Look at all the things you're doing now compared to what you did, say, even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's huge, right? Okay.
It's a lot more conscious work. It's a steady, conscious. I mean, people say, why don't you have a job? It's like, because I'm working overtime through, you know, at home trying to figure out, and maybe not just figure out, but to find that harmony and that balance so that I can be better service in the outer world. But at the
but
same time,
you are doing that. You know, what I see for you is that you are on your way doing it. You've been doing a lot of thinking about what you're doing, but now you're starting to put it together to make it concrete. And this is another way emotions work. Just like we were talking about the fear and the other emotions, like condensing down to cause illness, they can also take that beautiful ideas and our, you know, these things that resonate in our heart, and you can capture them out of the energetic field and then put them into this 3D reality world and bless the world with your work. That's what I see for you, June. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting it out of this consciousness, which is why you've needed this incubation period. But keep plucking that string and keep knowing that as you strengthen that vibration within you, it's going to be easier to bring that which you're thinking about into the conscious awareness and to bless the people around you with that work. So,
oh,
good
wonderful.
Work.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Linda. Thanks. Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
Thank you.
You too,
Thank
June.
You, Amanda.
All right. Blessings. Our next caller is area code 661. You're on with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
It's Sandra. It's Sandra here.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi there. Excuse me. I was just wondering what you see, for me with my healing. Like, is there anything I can do to improve it or anything that you actually see for me with it?
Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I'm from Canada.
Canada.
Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I see for you is, do you have a place out there where there's like a sacred lake? Like a place where people, that's a very special lake out there that's surrounded by snow?
Oh, we're on Georgian Bay.
Okay. I don't know where that is, but what I see for you,
you know,
is
I'm not familiar with
Canada. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Look at a map, but I have no idea where that would be. But I see for you, there's a place, and you know where this place is, that you need to go to, and you need to make like a little circle in the snow to kind of mimic the big water. But that there's stuff you need to dump into this watery world, because you resonate with the water. And even though you may not think you resonate with the snow, it's an aspect of water. And water is very important for you. So either like water healings, water baths, maybe some release with crying. But the watery emotional realm is very important for you personally, as well as for how you're going to be doing your healings. Because there's a lot of, you have a lot of nurturing ability for you. But you need to remember to nurture yourself as well.
I feel I'm getting a lot better at it, actually.
Good. Well, again, you're practicing that and you're getting stronger. And as you get stronger, you'll be more effective healing others because you're healing yourself.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Okay. You're welcome. Blessing. Okay, Linda. Well, we've ended our show. I really want to thank you for coming on today. It's been a real pleasure having you here today.
Thank you, Amanda. The pleasure's been mine. So thank you so much. And may everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day and be mindful throughout your day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We will talk again soon. Everybody have a great day. And you've been listening to WGGM Radio. Until next Monday at 11 a.m. Central, see you then.
Blog Talk Radio.
And it said, something about the 90s, something about the 90s, it is so sweet.
This one's for the girl that I see at the coffee shop, who knows my name and looks so hot. Tossing pennies.